Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
We just had a wonderful conversation with Abby Stokes, who's the author of Is This Thing On? And, you know, giving some tremendous tips in reference to online
very
shopping.
Very helpful.
And the one in reference to taking the mouse up to the sender's name.
Yes.
Leaving it on it. And it'll actually give the address from where it's coming, which is tremendous. The only thing that Abby didn't say in that conversation is while you're on the computer, you should have a nice meal in front of you. And that's why we have Diane Ficalora with us. We're going to be talking food. But most importantly, which is interesting, is post-Thanksgiving leftovers. Everybody gets worked up. Their shopping is starting this weekend. And the massive amount of food that's made around the country, around the world. But what happens on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday? Diane, good morning.
Good morning. And this is the kickoff to my holiday season.
Really?
Being here, yes.
Terrific.
Being here. And I'm very happy to be here. And it's very nice meeting you, John.
Yes, yes. I haven't met Diane before.
And actually, you should have started your shopping already. Stop and Shops are opening up all over the place.
Right, right, right.
And the most important thing you have to remember is the tradition. You want to make all your family's specialties. That's basically what I think it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do it safely. You want to keep in mind the bacteria growth as you're preparing, and you also want to be safe. You know, if you need help, ask for it. Picking up things, even running around shopping. And of course, the most important thing is eating and what you're going to do with those leftovers.
Right.
There's a ton of things that you could do. What's your favorite, John? What's your favorite part of the whole meal?
My favorite part of the whole meal is probably the stuffing.
Okay. So everyone said, I get a lot of nods here. The stuffing is always in abundance. There's always a lot left over, hopefully. And I'm seeing that there's a lot of new recipes out. Actually, I did one with one of my clients. I did a stuffed pumpkin.
Mm.
And it came out fabulous. It takes a long time to bake, but it's definitely worth it. I used a specific recipe, and it was mostly a vegetarian selection. Mm. But I used a small pumpkin because it took a good hour. I'd say I used the circumference of maybe an 8-inch pumpkin,
okay.
And I hollowed it out.
Mm-hmm.
You carve it just like you're going to do a jack-o'-lantern, except no face.
Yeah.
And then you put your stuffing in. You put the top, the lid of the pumpkin on. You put it on a baking pan with tin foil. And that took...
Leftover stuffing, or this is
you could use
prior
it
to
with
cooking.
You could use leftover stuffing in it. This would be perfect if you're having like a little party on the weekend. And well, what's good about it is you know that it's safe.
Right,
you know
right.
You don't have to worry about anything being not cooked or
it was cooked.
It's
yes.
Definitely safe.
Mm-hmm.
And the pumpkin will take an hour to cook, a small one, as would a butternut squash or an acorn squash.
Right,
you could also stuff those with the leftover stuffing. And then an hour later, an hour 15, you just poke the side with a fork or a knife and to see the tenderness, and it's done.
Wow.
With any, I've done it with the acorn squash. They're smaller.
Right, right, right.
They would probably take under an hour because you'd cut them in half, but they're really hard to cut, so you have to be careful with that. Maybe you could find them cut in the store. They're very hard to cut
in
half.
Yeah. I agree with you.
It's like a banjee. You need
the only thing worse is turnip.
The turnips
peeling
are
peeling turnip,
too.
That's the
yes,
nightmare.
Yes.
But
a lot of
turnip,
times
just,
I bake my squash first and it makes it easy to peel.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
So it's like blanching.
Right, right, right.
Except
right,
you're
right.
Blanching in the oven and then it makes it a little bit easier to peel.
Let me ask a dumb question. You've stuffed the pumpkin.
Squash?
Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Or say the
mm-hmm.
pumpkin. You eat the pumpkin?
Oh, yeah. It's mm-hmm. delicious.
But you said something about peeling. You have to peel off the
outside. Well, that's if you're making another dish.
Oh.
If you need to peel the butternut squash or the acorn squash,
right.
I pre-bake it, and then I take the skin off and then return it you can either mash it after that.
Like scooping out.
It's very hard to peel with a vegetable peeler. You can't.
Oh, you can't. Really. You've got to use a knife and.
Yes.
It's hard. I agree
with
you.
It's very difficult. That's why they sell it now in the store, which is your best bet. Get the butternut squash. It's already peeled and cubed. It's in all the supermarkets. Yeah. And it's not much.
It's a little bit more expensive, but it's definitely worth it. It's not worth it.
Oh, yes.
You know, when you start trying to peel that. You can't peel it with a peeler. You're 100% right. So you need a knife. And that's dangerous because you're
actually just too dangerous.
Safety
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's really dangerous. The pumpkin's a different thing because you just, like, have to cut the top off.
Yeah, just cut the top.
And then you scoop out the inside seeds, and that's really, I don't find that too, you know, that's
yeah,
really
that's easy
not
enough.
Dangerous.
I agree.
But those squashes, you got to beware.
Hmm.
You know.
So that's one thing you can do. Also, you could make sandwiches. You could take leftover turkey, or you could even use some sliced breast if you ran out of turkey and have the stuffing left. You can go out and get some turkey, and you could make leftover hot open sandwiches with it with some sauce, or you could also put cranberries on it. That works well, or even some apples. Apples are nice too for a sandwich.
Wow, my wife with the cranberry sauce, she likes cranberry sauce on a tuna fish salad sandwich.
Why not?
You know,
does she put mayo in the tuna?
Yeah, regular mayonnaise and celery or whatever.
It's like
how
they
she
do
makes
that
a
with
tuna
chicken
fish
salad.
Salad.
Yeah, so it's a
and
thing,
then
really.
She'll put a slice of cranberry over the course of the weekend
the
if she makes a jelly, the jellied one. Yeah,
that's the whole thing about cranberry sauces. There's jellies. Mm-hmm. They're adding fruits. They're adding dried fruits and apricots to it. And orange.
I've had orange too.
Yeah, but I saw that they're also kicking it up with peppers. They're adding three varieties of peppers to them, and it's kicking it up. They're kicking up all the sauces this year.
Wow, I didn't mean the pepper one. I mean, you know, the jellied one is how we grew up in my house.
Yes,
it was just
it's back to tradition.
In the last 10 years, then you got the whole berries introduced and a piece of orange rind, and you know,
or sometimes the whole comes out of the can. It's jelly, but there are no jellies in it. And you open it up, and then you punch a little hole in the back.
Right.
Comes out like a log.
Yeah, and then it slides off.
And then you got to stand clear.
It's the truth. Mashed potatoes.
Oh, mashed potatoes.
Okay, now that's an interesting one because usually, again, price-wise, and you have to have plenty of mashed potatoes, so therefore 9 out of 10 times you're going to have leftovers because you don't want to run out of mashed potatoes.
You could peel them the night before. You leave them submerged in water.
Okay.
You don't have to go crazy. Peel them and cut them the night before. Submerge them in water. When you're ready, drain them. You want to take that water with the starch out because it's going to draw all the starch out of the potatoes.
That's good.
And the sugar, actually, too, if they're nice and, you know, ripe, if they've been around a while, you're going to have a sugar build up in there. So you drain the water.
Will that change, though? I mean, so if you're doing that overnight, will that, by taking the starch and the sugar out of the potato, will it?
It'll change them a little bit, but nothing, because most of the time you put butter and cheese and all these other delicious
little gravy. Yes.
I gotcha.
The good thing.
So what happens is you could do it overnight. You could do it the night before, and it'll save some time in the morning. And then you drain them, and then you know put your pot up to boil with the salt, and then you cook them as regular. But the good thing is that when you mash them up, you could layer them. You could layer them with cheese. You could put, I love the horseradish potato.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. They're really good. And then you could put crumbs on top, maybe with breadcrumbs, or you could even use. Now they're going into like granolas and, you know, without these gluten-free people.
Right.
So you have to keep that in mind as well. So you could do that. You could do au gratin. Everyone likes au gratin.
Au
gratin is with your cream and cheese, sliced potatoes layered. You'd pour all that in, bake them, and that comes out very nice and succulent. That's nice and moist and soft. That goes with everything. And they also hold well.
What do you mean?
if you have leftovers.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay, okay.
They stay really nice
right,
and moist.
Right.
You know, the two things you talked about so far, who needs the turkey?
Well, that's usually what happens, but you have to have everything.
At the end of a meal, especially a Thanksgiving meal, you realize that turkey really plays such a small... I'm a vegetarian, so I don't touch the turkey.
Oh, really?
So, but it makes no difference because you have 12, 13 things to choose from.
Yes.
And turkey. And when you think about it, you know, you have three or four vegetables. You have potatoes. You have sweet potatoes. You have stuffings. You have cranberry. It just...
There's so many side dishes. I mean, that's really what it makes up. It's the tradition about it. I mean, the Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
I see that on every menu.
Brussels sprouts is very current. We had Brussels sprouts growing up, but in my mind, it's very popular today, but Brussels sprouts weren't that popular go back 10 years ago. You never saw them on menus in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. We always made the green beans and broccoli, but I know people that had Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
It depends on what you grow up on. A lot of people have corn.
Mm-hmm.
Corn's a big thing. You could do a casserole with corn. That's another thing. You could do corn with your leftovers, mashed potatoes, stuffing, like a vegetarian shepherd's pie.
Right, right, right.
So you could also do that with all your leftovers. You could do a sweet potato shepherd's pie with or without the turkey. You could put something else even with the stuffing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you could throw another veg in there. You could put whatever.
I'm getting hungry. Listen to this.
Did you have breakfast? I always.
Oh, yes.
Good.
It's in my contract. I don't go out without breakfast.
Don't leave home without it.
Right.
No, but the number of things you can do, it's just being creative. And I have friends. I shouldn't say we. I don't know if you. That throw leftovers away. It's like, take it. If we're at somebody's house, I say, John, take it home if you want it.
Experience.
Because you know it's going in the garbage, and that's the truth.
Yeah.
We'll go to certain people's houses. We take the food home. I'll say, I'll take it home because it's it's going in the garbage. They
and
do
a
not
lot
eat
of people
leftovers.
Don't know what to do with it, so they say, well, I'm really not going to, if there's no turkey left, I'm not going to eat the stuffing. So, you know, basically, I think that's what it comes down to. But now, I think people want to, you know, use up what they can and not be wasteful.
100%.
Yes.
Actually, we're going to go take a break. We've been talking with Diane Ficalora and talking about Thanksgiving leftovers and different stuff. And we'll be back right after this break. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.